would you say if there was just a thin coating of ice on the lake or creek or something? You'd say last night it...
Lake or froze over or iced over or thin coat of ice.
Okay. And if the wind is from this direction, you say the wind is...
From the east.
And a wind halfway between north and east would be a...
Well, it'd be northeast wind.
And between north and west?
It'd be northwest wind.
And west and south?
Well, it'd be southwest wind.
And east and
or
south?
Or southeast wind.
Huh?
Or southeast wind.
Okay. If the wind had been gentle and was gradually getting stronger, you'd say it was doing what?
Blowing harder, I guess.
What if it's just the opposite? It had been strong and it was getting weaker. You'd say it was...
Wind's calming down.
And talk about how tall rooms are. You say this room is about...
8 foot.
And if a child's just had his third birthday, you say that he's...
3 years old.
And there were some people leaving your house. Is she locked out there?
Go let her in there, Robert.
Okay.
Is she in yet?
Uh-uh.
She'll get in.
If some people were leaving your house after a visit, you'd say, well, I hope...
I hope.
Did you say, I hope y'all come back?
Yeah.
What?
I hope y'all come again. Or...
Huh?
I hope y'all come again or visit us again or come back.
How would you greet someone around December 25th?
How would you greet someone?
Uh-huh. What would you say to someone?
Well, you'd say Christmas gift.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Would you say Christmas gift just on Christmas Day or what?
Yeah, just on Christmas Day, I believe, when you say Christmas gift.
Do you expect someone to give you something when you say that?
No. That's just joking that way.
What about on the 1st of January? What would you say?
Happy New Year.
Did you ever say New Year's gift?
No, I don't believe.
And you might say, I have to go downtown to do some...
shopping.
And if you bought something, you'd say the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and he did what to it?
Made a bill or gave you a ticket.
Well, what do they do with meat? Butcher take out some paper.
Oh, they wrap it up.
Okay, so he took out a piece of paper and he...
wrapped his stuff up what he bought.
And when I got home with it, he wrapped it and then I...
unwrapped it.
And if you had to sell something for $2 that you had paid $3 for, you'd be selling it...
below what you give for it.
Mm-hmm. So you'd be selling it at a...
at a loss.
And if you like something but don't have enough money for it, you might say, well, I like it, but it...
too high.
It what too much?
Cost is too much.
And on the first of the month, your bill is...
dues.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your...
dues.
And if you don't have any money, you can go to the bank and try to...
borrow some.
And you say back in the 30s, money was...
hard to get, to come by.
Okay. But if there wasn't much of it, you say it was pretty...
scarce.
Just a second. And some places, if you'd buy something or pay your bills, they'd give you a little extra or a piece of candy or something.
Yeah, some little something.
What did they call that they were giving you?
Oh, I don't know.